So my name's Sarah Hazelwood, and I'm interviewing Jennifer for our ESL project. We're at TCC Northeast Campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It is September 25th, 2018, and we're gonna ask some questions. Be very nervous about it. Okay, so my first question is, why did you come to choose a community college rather than like a university? Or
well, really, I didn't choose this college for a specific reason, just for the classes ESL. So I want to learn better the English, but I don't have a college right now.
So you're just here to learn English?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did TCC offer extra money to attend here, or is it just close and convenient?
Not really. TCC helped me out so much. So they help you use them. You can't pay the ESL classes. So really, I'm very comfortable with this.
Okay. Why are you in Oklahoma?
Because I have family here.
Okay, that's a good reason. So you're not going for a degree, you're just going for ability to speak English better, right? And write and read it?
Yeah.
Do you miss Mexico?
Yeah, I love it.
What's Mexico like? Because all I've ever heard is about border towns.
Where I'm from is, I born in Chihuahua, in Ciudad Juarez, it's a city. But I don't live a lot of time there, so just like for 12 years, but I don't remember so much from my city. Then I moved to Coahuila and Francisco Madero. There's a little town, so really it's a little town where I was living there. It's so comfortable because there's not too many houses, so you know very well each person there, so you can be comfortable and you know who are there. So
it's like a small town.
Yeah,
so basically everybody knew everybody else. Everybody else's business.
Yeah, so it's a small town and all the time that like family. So I have a lot of family there. Somebody has like half of the town there, their family. So people are family there. So
that's kind of like the town I'm from. Half of them are related to everybody else. And
oh, really? I think it's better when you live like that, because here I live in an apartment and I don't know who am I. So it's like every week, every month they change it for the person, so really I don't know who lives next to me.
It's kind of like anonymous living. So we've already discussed what part of Mexico you're from, which is Chihuahua, right? And do you have plans to go back to Mexico, or are you going to stay here?
For now, I think I will stay here for the school, but I hope I come back one day to visit.
Just to visit?
Yeah.
So are you applying for citizenship eventually?
Kind of. I'm not sure right now, so.
How does, our culture compare? Like the way we celebrate and the way we, I don't know, just the way we act. Are we a lot different?
A little bit. Really, the United States is not too different to Mexico, but the culture is a little bit different. In Mexico, where I'm from, we have like a specific celebrity, so the majority are from the church. So we had just the Catholic people there, some like sister and Jesus, but they're two different culture. But we celebrate more from the church. So like in December we do like a big party for the day December 12th. So I don't know if you know like the Virgin Maria.
The December 12th, is that when you celebrate Christ's birth? Or because we're talking about church, right?
Yeah,
okay.
We're talking about church. It's like the Virgin Maria, so we, each December 12th, we do like a specific celebration. But here, I know you have like the Black Friday, I think so, like when it's the more cheap, the electronic things. I think it's like a Black Friday. Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Black Friday. Yeah.
The big sale right after Thanksgiving.
So really, I was surprised when I hear about that in Mexico. I never hear something like that. So
it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I have so a great crazy. Big husband, and he goes with me, and he just parts the crowd for me.
Really, I never hear something like that before. So when I come here, my uncle say, oh, let's go to buy something. Maybe there's be more cheaper or something like that. Yo, what is that? So I never heard of that before. I don't think so Mexico we could have like a day like that. So they're so expensive. Really, I know, but yeah, I like the celebrities here, like the culture, so it's not so different, so I'm comfortable with that.
Well, I read an article about Mexico about how you have social hierarchies. Like people that are richer, like social betters or something. Is that actually what goes on in Mexico?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, it's like they were talking about how women have a specific place and men have a specific place. And is it more equal like it is here?
Well, I can say yes, because I don't hear like something like women can do justice and men can do no, so it's like equal. So, but it's in the towns, it's more like the men's work and the women's just staying home and take care for the kids. But if the woman wants to work, the chicken.
So it's more like here, just.
So it's not like a big difference.
But it's not a requirement for women to go out and work, because in most American people, they expect both of them to work, or one of them to make enough just so one can stay home, or the other way around. So I really like food.
And to be honest about that, I really don't know.
Like, when you go to a Mexican restaurant here, is it the same food that you serve in Mexico?
Slavets, kind of, because where I'm from is they cook a little different, but really the flavor is so different.
Because it's really different?
Yeah, because when I grow, all is natural. So they had like the trees, they had like the place where they take care of the plants. So all is so natural. In here it's like more conservative. I don't know, like chemicals, yeah.
so in Mexico, it's more like organic and natural, yeah. And here it's more chemical, and yeah, because our government doesn't control how much chemicals they let people put in food.
Yeah, so when I right here, my uncle say, I really prefer like corn, so like a lot. It was like, oh, I miss so much, I want, but when I tested, so different. I had like 3 years here, and I don't eat corn again because the flavor is so different that I don't like.
Even like the corn on the cob is different too?
It's so different. So my sister put like maybe a little chili or something like that. So it's so different. So I don't like it. So I had like 3 years without eat like corn because I don't like it.
Well, that is interesting that you all don't put as much chemical in your food as we do. Because, I mean, like butter and margarine, you have to buy real butter, because if you buy margarine, it's so chemically, it's closer related to plastic than actual food. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of our own growing and stuff, and things like we just butchered a pig. Mm. And the pork tastes so different without the chemicals in it. Because we didn't give him anything, and compared to what we grow and compared to what I can buy at the store, it's just...
Yeah, I guess all of the food where I'm from is also organic, so the food is so more sweet, maybe the fruit, so sometimes we go like... Here do you have pools, but in Mexico we have like a little hole in there, maybe in the floor, so with very clean water, so that uses for the plants. Where the men's work, so around we had a lot of watermelon, So that's so sweet. That was so good because all is organic. So really, I miss the food in Mexico. It's so different. So different.
I bet. Especially since it's all organic and everything here, they just put so many chemicals so it grows faster and bigger. And
yeah, so I know the big cities do that. Yeah, and so I think all the Mexican people miss the food for the country because so different.
So there's Mexican markets. Is their food different than like a regular market?
I think yeah, because so how you say they, it's important for another places, so they need to have like chemicals for much time. So is that you're far, so it's like they're more different the taste. Because well, where I'm from, like the town, all the kinds maybe for the beans or corn, it's a little expensive. So they say like if I have it like in my house or I have a plant, so there's more shipment to have it, so they don't need to buy more. So like in my grandma's house, they had like the little tree for the limes, for the I don't know how to say it, like I don't remember what is the name. So like a little fruit, like purple, but I don't know how
to call it.
No.
But it's purple grapes.
No, it's not the grapes. It's another name. I don't remember really.
Well, plums and grapes are the only things I can think of that are purple. Maybe eggplant? It's kind of like long and...
No, it's not too easy. It's a little fruit, but it's purple. Really, I don't remember. It's not grapes, but I don't remember the name. But so we had a lot of fruit trees in my house, so it's so different the texture here. Really, I don't like it so much.
So the lime trees would grow in your house? Mm. Did you have like a sunroom or something for them to sit in?
Well, really, it's just my grandma's like potted trees, and they just put it in the house and wherever place she like, and was supposed to take care for that. So
well, that's
for
really
that
cool girl. That they just grew in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of what's purple. Now I'm gonna wonder about it.
No, maybe I can't. Really, I don't remember the name. So
well, I can't think of anything that's tiny and purple.
It's not. It's so small. But oh, I don't know. Blackberries.
I like those. They grow wild here.
Yeah, in my grandma's house, she had like that tree with blackberries. Really, really so delicious.
Well, they grow in bushes and trees here, so.
Really?
Sometimes when you like drive by fields, you'll see like a big clump of bramble looking things, and that's where the blackberries grow. We have them at our house, and we have to wear snake guards.
Yeah, one day my mom buys some, so my sister showed me, and really I love that fruit. I want it, give me some. So I washed it, but when I tried,
they don't taste like anything from the store,
no,
do they?
No, not really. It tastes so different.
They don't even really taste like anything from the store, like compared to when we pick them. It's just like they're weird water tasting, and it's just, they're not good from the store. Neither are raspberries or blueberries. They all taste totally different from when you grow them at home.
Yeah, so different, because I know the blackberries don't have like a specific flowers, but a specific flower, but it tastes good. And in my grandma's house, just I see something on the tree and I go for a cup and I take a little bit, it's so delicious. But when I try it here, I don't know, what the flowers were so different, so I don't like it. Then my sister throw away the one. Don't like more.
I noticed the difference because we farm and stuff. So when I buy it from the store, I mean, it tastes so much better when it's home. It's more flavor when it's at home.
Yeah, and in my little, it's like a farm because other people has different fruit trees. My uncle has some cows, so we that during the meal, so organic, so good the flour from the milk you buy on the store, so really so different.
Well, yeah, if you drink it straight from the cow, it's a lot different. It's a lot thicker.
It's more delicious.
Hasn't been boiled since.
It's more delicious that they make stuff like.
See, natural. My husband's a big fan of the natural milk, and I'm just like, that's not how milk is supposed to taste. It's weird.
That's so weird. I think it's so delicious.
But, I mean, he grew up, you know, and they had milk cows, and they got their own milk and made their own butter and stuff, and so the milk from the store is just not what he likes. He'd rather have the stuff straight out of the cow, and I'm just like, well, can okay. There's dairy pharma. In Claremore, where you can get like fresh milk where it's not been processed or pasteurized or bleached or whatever else horrible things they do to
it. Oh, yeah, I know. I think that's more water chemicals. I don't know, but that is not milk. It's like 1% milk and then 99% maybe water chemicals. I don't know, but
Have you found things that you like doing here, especially that maybe they don't have in Mexico?
Yeah, the big stores. I can buy some different things here, like the makeups are different, really. And really, when I arrived here, I don't like too much the blouse or the cloth, because in Mexico it's like more shiny. I don't know why. It was like a big color, like being the blue, so dramatic colors. I don't know. But when I come here, the color was like more white and black and gray.
You like it gray. Sparkly.
So when I was making the clothes for the German people was like that. Really, I don't know why. So when I come here, I say, I like that blouse, but maybe they had a little more shiny or more color. I think it was come perfect. But so when I have more time here, I found.
Sounds like the clothes in Mexico are more like flamboyant with their colors.
Yeah, so I don't know if you here like Mexico, you can think maybe like big parties and clothes maybe more like shiny or I don't know, some more color, more colorful. So I am, the beginning was a little difficult to show my new clothes because I was looking maybe something more. I don't know, like more happy colors.
More but, like summer colors, like bright blue and bright orange. And
that
bright
may, yellow and... yeah. I don't know why, but Mexico, all the colors that I like that. So now when I go to the store, I like more the black or the white.
Those. Yeah, we're kind of addicted to black around here. There's lots of black things.
Yeah, I like more the black color. So yeah, but really like more here because I. They have more, the parks are more for go to walk or run or for the bicycles, maybe, or you can find, so easy the place to go to maybe play soccer or something like that. So in Mexico, in my little town, it's more like that because all the time, like the older guys, well, in that time, always has like the park or for play soccer, and you can play or while there because they're so rude, so you can be like softly there.
They're rude here or they were rude in Mexico?
In Mexico. So in here they're more like relaxable and they're more like respect. So if you are walking, they respect you are like in that place and they go at another side, so for not boring you. In Mexico,
so we're kind of like less territorial about our parks and the things that we can play.
Yeah, I think like that, so maybe I think you can see other people in the street that maybe they're more like in their restaurants or in their house, maybe watching Netflix. In Mexico, and also when the kids arrive to the house from the school, they always, all the day, they're outside playing the basketball, play soccer, so you want like to be relaxed maybe in one place and you can't because they're all the kids outside. It's a little difficult there. And here now, if you want to walk to the park, it's all so calm down, so peaceful, so like.
So all the kids are in the house rather than outside maybe. Screaming and yelling.
Yeah, so well, that is what I like. Like I like more the silent place. I don't like too much the noise.
Yeah, kids definitely are noisy.
Really, yeah.
So, I think that's all the questions I can think of, unless you want to tell me something else, or you have any questions for me, or...
Well, do you go to Mexico one day, or visit maybe one place?
My grandparents, they have a place in Yuma, Arizona. And they go across the border because in Mexico you can afford like dental work and stuff a little bit better, because here, like, for them to get dentures, it's like almost $1,000, and in Mexico it was only like $400. And they did a really good job, and so they go across the border to get their medicines because they can't afford it here. So my husband wants to go down there this winter when they're in Yuma and then go tour Mexico. I'd like to go. She says the border towns are kind of dirty, and I'd like to go like further out where it's supposed to be like pretty and pretty country, and by the ocean, because you have more of like, on one side you have like an actual ocean rather than just a muddy gulf, and I think that would be very interesting.
So do you like some food in Mexico, or do you try to something?
I'm not real big on hot. I don't like it to be hot, but I hear like on the coastal towns how they just catch the fish right there and then they cook them right in front of you, and I think that would be interesting to do.
Oh, really? I tried to fish it, but I know when the...
No, I can't. I don't have any patience for fishing. They have to do it for me. I was like, no. I'm okay for catching things, but I mean, like, the moment we stop catching things, it's like, yeah, I'm done. Let's go do something else. But,
no, I'd like to travel. Do you have something interesting in Mexico, something like you can say, oh, really, I want to try that, or I want to go to that place, or do you find something interesting in Mexico?
I'd like to see the churches.
Churches?
The pictures from, like, Mexico City and their giant churches. I mean, we have really big churches in Tulsa, and I just think that's so... I like going in them because it's like you can feel the prayer, and you can like, I don't know if you're Christian or not, but like when you go into a church, it's really old. It feels like it's just infused with history, and I just...
Yeah, I never go to Mexico City. My dad's do, but I don't. But yeah, my uncle, my dad, my grandma, all, well, for my father family, go there, so the Mexico City and the pictures. I hope one day can I go to.
I think I'd be more interested in like the architecture and things like that.
Yeah, where I'm from, the state is, well, the country is Coahuila, but where I live is like Francisco Madero. There is a, like the big city there is Torreón, it's called Torreón. There we had like a structure, like a big Jesus, so like in the very in the top of them, like a mount, so it's like the place for the tourists also to go to visit. I like so much the like little town, so you can see all the city. I like so much there. My sister my sister go when she was like a baby. And one day she say, I want to go, but like right now when my baby's like, I don't remember anything. So
really, yeah, that's like that. Always hard when you go traveling when you're small and can't remember anything.
Yeah,
you can say you've been there, okay, but you don't remember anything. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for talking to me. I think they're ready for us to be done. So I'm gonna turn the recording off. Oh, we got 25 minutes.
Oh, really?